morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a wonderful day. September 17th already, and you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every single day. Hey, shout out. We have a couple birthdays today. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday to Jeannie Jorgensen, a longtime family friend right here in Salem, Oregon. Happy birthday to you. Hope your day is fabulous and hope that this next year is your best year yet. And also a shout out to a friend in the Harley world. His name is Terry Reimer. It's his birthday today. He's over in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Happy birthday to you, Terry. We are having a wonderful day so far, and I want to say thank you. A special thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They have, I've been watching you, Dave, on Facebook and rolling up your sleeves and really being in the trenches and bringing encouragement and working with your brother and sister realtors in the Willamette Valley, really making a difference. And it's not going without being recognized. And we certainly thank you for being a champion for our neighbors here in the Willamette Valley. Thank you for being a sponsor of the morning show. You and Paige are ready to go beyond and above to serve anybody who needs real estate needs, but also just in general, your neighbors, and we certainly appreciate you. You know how to steward your talents well, and we are moving right into our Maxwell Minute, how to steward our gifts. Give a listen to this.
Hi, John Maxwell here. On July 4th, my father passed away. And what I'm going to do is share with you a tribute to my dad. And it's the lessons that he taught me. He lived for 98 years and 8 months. Lesson number 13 is my father taught us to manage our gifts that God gave us, to steward our gifts. Stewardship means management. And there was a scripture my dad quoted to me. If I've heard my dad say this once, I heard him say it 1,000 times. Whomsoever much is given, much shall be required. In other words, he'd say to me, John, if you're given a lot of talent, the requirement is you got to really take that talent and make the best use of it. Help people with that talent. You've got to work the talent you have. If you're given a lot, you're expected to produce a lot. He would teach us the parable of the talents. And talents are different. They're varied as far as types and sizes. But he'd say, whatever God gives you, that gift, that talent, that skill set that you have, whatever it is, he would say, you've got to manage it well. You've got to work it. You've got to build it, multiply it, use it to help people. And it was an incredible teaching in my life. And so what my father did is he helped us find our strengths. This was way before Marcus Buckingham and Strength Finders. No. This book wasn't even written. But my dad knew that where our strengths were, those were the gifts that God gave us. And he also knew that where our strengths were, that should be those strengths fit our purpose in life. And he very early looked at my brother Larry and helped him get started in business because he had business gifts and a business mind. I can remember him telling me one day, he said, John, he said, I don't think you're going to be like your brother. Well, of course I wasn't going to be like my brother. My brother throughout school had part-time jobs. By the time he was 16, he had money to buy his own car. I didn't have any jobs. All I was doing was playing games and having friends. And I didn't want a job. It interfered with my all of my friendships. And so but I was good with people. And I can remember my dad said, John, I'm not sure what you're going to do, but you need to work with people. You're good with people. People like you. You like people. So let's do something in the people business. My sister, who's a nurse, had a desire to learn about medicine. My father was very wise. He said, okay, let's find out what you're good at now, and let's manage it well, and let's practice it, and really see if this is something that you're good at, because you want to always stay in your strength zone, not your weak zone. And so Dad really gave us a head start. We had a head start over a lot of kids because he already had us programmed to find our strength and And it was interesting. He would say, and when you find your strength, don't do anything else. Don't get distracted. He was kind of a one person, one thing I do kind of a man. And so when he'd find somebody that was really smart, I mean, in other words, they could do a dozen things well, he'd kind of always feel sorry for him because he thought, now, which one are they going to pick? Because he wanted us to focus, you know, pick one rabbit, you know, stay right in that lane. So, but he taught us to steward our gifts.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, a little John Maxwell minute today to remind us to steward our gifts, to take what we have been given and to really hone in. And I tell you what, at this time in our lives, as we have an opportunity to hit reset in a sense, a lot of us are reevaluating where we're spending our time, what we're doing. Even in this smoke-filled last week, how can we make a difference? How can we impact lives? Life is so much more important when we have other people in it. And I think the shift that has happened with isolating and staying away from one another to not catch the COVID, and then boom, shift where we're helping one another and helping people survive and find housing and how are you going to, you know, provide for our front lines. It's been a shift in a good way. And we really, the humanity bar has risen. And I think it's made a lot of people say, you know, life is precious and our community is precious and we need to stand strong. And what I love about this organization that has been on my show several times. It started March 1st. I think we're on maybe like our fifth or sixth interview already in the time that we've been together. And I love it because they are in the trenches with people walking through and contending with this thing called cancer. And what I've learned in my life, in my 51 years already of life, is that life is so precious and we can't take it for granted. And friends, within this last week, I've lost a precious friend who's been contending with cancer for about the last 15 years of her life. And how devastating it has been for her family. They knew that she's been struggling with this, but she's had tremendous victories. And it actually had her system was so weak that when she caught pneumonia, she just couldn't fight it any longer. And so now the ceremony will be this weekend coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be streamed because, of course, of the COVID and all of that. And this woman impacted my life and impacted so many. And so we think of Bev and the Shainstead family today and keep everybody in our prayers. And in the studio with me is Baron Robinson. Good morning, Baron. Thank you for being here this morning. I know we've got your sister, Brenda, on the line. We're going to bring her in. Good morning, Brenda. Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So glad to have you here. And I want to ask you a few questions. You know, kicking cancer in this area has grown over the last couple of years, but it really started with your story. Talk to me a little bit about how that got started and where you're at in your victorious, healthy lifestyle that you're living now.
I appreciate that. Thanks for a few minutes to be able to chat to yourself and to the audience that's here. And thanks for bringing up about your friend. I'm so sorry to hear that. And that really lets me know that cancer really impacts everybody. You know, everybody knows someone who's had challenges with this. And so for me, when I was diagnosed at the end of 2015, then Baron and I took the opportunity to participate in the Warrior Dash, which is like an obstacle course race, and you have to go over these large logs, and you have to go through big water pits and pull down sandbags and such. And so this was an opportunity for me to stretch myself and stretch my body that had been ravaged with cancer and find out if I can do this. Am I capable? Is my body ready to be able to participate in a large activity like this? So I trained a little bit, and then we did this Warrior Dash, and I came out of it feeling victorious. Yes, my body can still perform these ways. And I realized by adopting this anti-cancer lifestyle and by prepping for this Warrior Dash activity, which everybody can do. It was a fun activity. It wasn't too strenuous. Anybody could participate in it. I realized lots of other people can do these things. So let's get the information out to them and help them live an anti-cancer lifestyle also, so they can live a bigger life than they were right then. That was kind of the epiphany that hit at the beginning of this situation.
Well, I tell you, Warrior Dash is no tiptoe through the tulips, that's for sure. And for you to be, I mean, I'm just sitting here and I haven't walked through the health issues. I've had health issues, but nothing like you have walked through, and to think to take that on, that takes great strength and great faith to do so. And I know you ask the Lord to give you strength every single day. And I want to have a picture of pre-diagnosis, what your life was like, and verbalize to us how you've made those changes. What are you doing differently now in living this healthy life that you're living?
Yeah, for sure. Because I think everybody, like you're saying, everybody kind of has that pre-diagnosis lifestyle. And when you're ready to make changes, what changes do you make? How do you make them? Where do you start? And so it's good to have kind of a baseline to begin with. So that's a really good point to bring up. So at the beginning, I felt like I was living a fairly healthy lifestyle. And I'll put the word fairly right in front of that pretty strongly. I ate fairly well. I didn't eat nearly as well as I eat now, but let me say I ate fairly well, and I exercised on a regular basis. I didn't smoke or drink, and I didn't have any family history of cancer, but I didn't honor a lot of things that my body needed. I didn't honor sleep. I had kind of the funny adage that, oh, I'll sleep when I die. There's so many things to be involved in. Well, you know, your life's going to be cut short, and you are going to sleep when you die, because you're going to be dying a lot sooner if you're not honoring that sleep. I'm
true.
Telling you that.
Yeah.
And so I learned so many things along the way, and one of those is to honor sleep. And I know a lot about the sleep patterns and how our body needs to rejuvenate, and it needs all night to be able to do that and detox and get rid of all of the challenges in your body. And we all have cancer running through us. They're just a rogue cell that's gone awry. And our immune systems kick them off, and every night we slough off like 5,000 cells. Everybody does. But my immune system and other people with cancer just didn't kick in. So one of the things that I learned to honor was sleep. I need that sleep to give my body time to detox and get rid of those rogue cells. So that was something I adopted strongly. My lifestyle as far as food became quite regimented. And I've been about 4 years, I'm working on 4 years now, and I'm still pretty strong with it. I don't veer very far away, because I do have metastatic breast cancer. It's still running through my system. My body was not, my type of cancer was not receptive to chemotherapy or radiation, so I didn't have those as an option. So I have to take my health into my own hands every single day. So I can't be too flexible with it, because I'm the only one that's protecting my body from doing this.
Brenda,
with the grace of God.
We have to go to a break. I want to continue the conversation. Will you stay on the line with us after this?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are talking to Brenda and Baron with Kicking Cancer. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. KSLM together on this Thursday, September 17th. Watching the news this morning, it says to get ready for some rain over the weekend. And I know on Facebook I had a watch people like up in the Astoria area starting to post that it's raining and showing the rain. And, you know, who would have thought? Or as one of my friends back home would have said, who would have thunk? Who would have thought that we'd here in Oregon that we'd have to pray for rain. That's just not something that I think that we normally do, but I guess it is not abnormal to go without rain during the summer,
yeah.
You know, but everybody's perception of rain of Oregon is rain all the time. And here we're praying for rain because of the wildfires. Today, the temperature will get about 74 degrees, overnight low 55, with rain possible, but also winds. And we really want to kind of pray against the wind because we don't need the lightning and the wind to complicate our firefighting efforts. But certainly the hazardous conditions of the smoke-filled air outside and in some businesses and homes inside. In fact, in the studio, it's a little smoky, even hazy in here. And I know systems aren't used to having to deal with this. So be mindful of that, friends, and be aware if you're out and about in the foggy, like smoggy conditions outside. You want to make sure that you put your lights on your car and be really, really safe. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, for being a show sponsor and what he has done here to help us in the morning show. Thank you so much, Bill. Bill will be on the air with me tomorrow morning, and we will be talking a lot about insurance, and certainly he'll give us an update on what's happening with his insureds who have lost homes and been affected by the fires throughout the Willamette Valley. And also I want to remind you, do a reminder that the 40 Days for Life on Sunday, they're having a kickoff event at Planned Parenthood. And it's going to be from 3 to 4 at Planned Parenthood with speakers and things like that. So you want to put that on your calendar for something to do this weekend. And KSLM will be there live as well. I will not be there. In fact, I get to travel. I'm so excited. Next week, I will be doing the show remotely again. Remember when we did that when I went to Sturgis? We're going to be doing the show remotely from Arkansas. There's another bike rally called Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. But guess what? The Fayetteville folks had canceled it, so they're going to have bikes, no blues, and barbecue, I guess. The dealership there that we contract with is bringing us in, and so you'll get to come along with me to Arkansas, and we'll continue the conversation from Arkansas, and we'll still have some amazing guests and things like that. So next week, we will be broadcasting from a different location, so that's something to look forward to. In the studio with me now is Baron Robinson, and Baron is with, he's executive director of Kicking Cancer, and on the line, which we talked last segment, is Brenda, and Brenda and Baron have been a wonderful brother-sister team, a duo, that started out with a warrior dash, and now couple years later, you have some good news. You just got official word.
We're official.
Right? Official word that you're a nonprofit organization. And so exciting to learn more about Kicking Cancer and getting involved at a deeper level and wanting to get involved in the board, but it hasn't lined up to come to some of the meetings. But I'm so excited about this organization. And talk to us, Baron, a little bit about how this organization is different. How is it different than what we know of that's out there nationally?
So I heard a great quote. It's actually from General Schwarzkopf, and I think this quote epitomizes what we're trying to do as an organization. Back during the first Desert Storm in the early 90s, the press asked him the plan to defeat the Iraqis,
mm-hmm.
Which in reality is a stupid question because, let me tell the enemy what I'm going to do, right?
Mm.
But he said, we're going where they ain't.
Okay, that almost sounds Arkansas.
And for those that remember, when the sun set, the tanks went around on both sides, and when the sun came up, the Iraqi forces had tanks behind them, and they had forces in front of them, which is not a good place to be militarily,
mm-hmm.
Which is why that conflict did not last a long time. And so I thought, with all the organizations throughout the United States that are doing something when it comes to the cancer message, how do we distinguish ourselves? Well, we go where they're not going. We do what they're not doing. And so we are literally grassroots. We are boots on the ground in local communities. Brenda was our first, we call them go teams, but a person that we rally around. And when that ended, then we found another person that lived in Dallas, and we found another person that lived in Salem. We just continue to find people that live local. We've done one in Newburgh and one in Sherwood. And the one that we're doing now is in Lebanon.
Fantastic.
And it was so fun, you know, each one of them, sometimes what they need is some emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a Spartan race where 12 or 15 of us got together and trained really hard for a gal that I work with who was battling cancer in both breasts. Hmm. I did a 40-story stair climb for a gal who's in her fifth battle with breast cancer. Hmm. So sometimes it's just knowing that people will push themselves farther than you would think just for you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that person does need some financial assistance. And the one that we just finished, I just have to give a huge, huge shout out to both Honky Tonks and Epic Fitness because mm-hmm. They stepped up big time last month and we raised a little over $11,000.
Incredible. And this story is profound. This gal, she has walked through some difficult opposition and she really is an overcomer. Talk a little bit about Rebecca.
Rebecca is 43. She's been dealing with numerous conditions for 30 years. She didn't know what it was for the longest time. She has multiple sclerosis and muscular dystrophy and disc degeneration. So someday she doesn't know whether her legs are going to work or not. Am I using a wheelchair? Am I using crutches? She doesn't know because she doesn't know what her legs are going to do every single morning. Several years ago, she battled through cervical cancer. And then recently she found that she has what's called high white cell disease. Mm. So she's a leukemia carrier. Mm. Your white cells should run about 10,000. Hers were up about 18,000.
Whoa.
So way too high, could get blood cancer, doesn't have it, but definitely on the edge. And so we decided, let's rally around Rebecca. And we called it Rockin' for Rebecca.
Fantastic.
We had 9 bands. Her husband was a drummer in one of the bands. But to add to Rebecca's story, after I met her, her husband was a professional photographer. He got some great pictures. 2 weeks later, he has a massive heart attack and dies.
Whoa.
So that was the first part of June. So we rallied around her and raised a bunch of money, and it paid off her house.
Incredible. When we come back from this break, I have a couple questions about that event. Some rumors I heard. I want you to clarify if it's true or not.
They're probably true.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. Hanging out with Baron and Brenda on this Thursday. Thank you for tuning in. It's 7:30. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Are you sipping that cup of coffee this morning? Maybe a little bit of hot lemon water with honey. I don't know about you, but the smoke is kind of causing me to have a sore throat a little bit, and even Baron's over here coughing just talking about it, right? The power of suggestion is causing us to kind of have a little bit of a respiratory irritation, right? So the hazardous conditions continue outside with the smoke. We're going to continue to pray that these fires get contained and we can get back to life, business as usual, right? That's kind of what we're thinking about. And we are so excited to have you a part of today's show. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and I've got Baron in the studio and Brenda on the line. Brenda, thank you for holding in there with us. We are
Absolutely.
So excited about how Kicking Cancer has developed over the last couple of years into really an effective organization impacting the community, right? Like you said, boots on the ground. And, you know, one of the things that, Brenda, you even alluded to in the first segment is just becoming aware, learning how to eat differently, how to do this life differently that allows our body to work for us, not against us, right? And I've heard this said many times that food is medicine. And the things that we do with our body, let's help our body be the best. Get the sleep like you talked about. Get the water. You know, that's really an important thing as well. And I know tons of people who take extra vitamins and supplements and things, but I'm a firm believer if we get it in our food and we eat organic food and we really pay attention to the ingredients in our food, that can help eliminate a lot of the possibility of cancer or other diseases. Is that what you're discovering in your adventure?
Absolutely, that's right. And this anti-cancer living isn't just about cancer. It can help with all kinds of other diseases and challenges. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm excited every time I talk to you and learn more about the things that you're doing, and I'm sure the rippling effect in your community, let alone here in the Pacific Northwest, because you're located, is it Arizona?
Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah. Okay, and so people there in your circle of influence close by are watching this transformation, right? And here your life is impacting so many lives in the Pacific Northwest. Baron, when we talk about education, what kinds of things does Kicking Cancer have planned here in the future?
The interesting thing for the organization when it came to COVID is we actually had one of our sit-downs workshops planned back in March. And we shifted gears quickly. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to let this pandemic stop us from getting our message out. We just found new avenues. And so we've been using Facebook Live as a very effective way to do a seminar. One of our very first ones, Brenda did it from down there in Arizona, and she just made her phone into a camera, basically, and sat and talked to her phone and, you know, showed people how she juices and the salads that she makes.
I love it.
You know. And one of the things I love about that seminar with Brenda here on the phone is towards the end, her message was really like, we all have hard things, so choose your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But she got really close to her phone, like she was talking to a 2-year-old grandkid.
Aww.
And she lowered her voice down a little softer when she was talking on the phone. And it was great. But so we do Facebook live seminars, mm-hmm. and we do cooking shows, we do exercise shows, we do inspirational shows. We do those about every 10 days. The great thing about Facebook is that if you're not watching live, we share it.
That's right.
And I think our biggest audience so far, we had 2,900 people watch an exercise show.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So those shows and those Facebook Lives continue. And if you're not a friend yet on Facebook, where should they go to join that, to know that this is in their stream or whatever?
They want to go to our company site, which is We Are the Solution. It's mm-hmm. a group site. We're bumping right against 1,200 followers on there.
Good.
And the great thing about Facebook is if it's your personal one, there's a limit how many friends you can have.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a business, they're not friends or followers. And so our goal is to have 1 million followers.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So We Are the Solution. Find on Facebook. And your website is what?
kicking-cancer.org.
Okay.
And all of these events are on the website. Is very user-friendly as far as the programs and the stories, and they're all listed on the website.
Now, you have a seminar coming up this week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the seminar this weekend. It's actually Saturday, so it's 2 days away.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 speakers, and the theme is that we are what we think.
Mm-hmm.
And the first speaker has been with us from the very beginning, Dr. Isaacson. He was one of the founding board members. And he's going to do an amazing job of breaking down for you at a cellular level how cancer forms, how you can get rid of it, all the stuff Brenda was talking about with your immune system, you know, how to live that lifestyle so it does kick those rogue cells out. Our second speaker, her name is Yvonne Neidegger. She's coming down from Tigard. And she's the director of programs for a group called Breast Friends.
Okay.
And it's a breast cancer survive group. Mm-hmm. But she's going to talk about that, really, that need for social support, especially after the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they've got people in their group that are in their mid-30s, ladies in their mid-30s who get the diagnosis, which means they're going to live with cancer longer than they lived without it.
Mm.
So what do you do? Where's your support group? And so that's what she's... And our last speaker was the dean of business out at Corbin.
Okay.
He's retired now, but he's gone into business for himself, and he consults for businesses all over the United States. And so he's going to talk about as a man thinketh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not happy with your actions, then look at what your words are, because your words create your actions, and your words are a direct result of your thoughts. So your thoughts become your words become your actions, and that's the premise for his presentation.
Powerful reminder of what we speak, you know, comes to be. And we could be self-fulfilling prophecy based on what we're saying. And so we really do need to evaluate our words and make sure not only for ourselves and our self-talk, but those around us. That's very powerful.
And the reason I ask, his name is Griff Lindell. I asked him to speak, and he's like, you know, why are you asking me? And I said, Griff, I've known you for a long time. You're in your 70s, and you always have the same message. Mm-hmm. But a year ago, his wife was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And I said, you had to live the life you preach. Like, you had to be Mr. Positive with your wife as she went through the battle. Mm-hmm. I said, so you're not just talking, you walk the walk at the same time. So that workshop is free. Honky Tonks, it's at Honky Tonks, and they have sponsored it. So all the cost for this has been covered by Honky Tonks. Thank you very much, Diana. And it's from 10:30 to 2 this Saturday. So if you want to pre-register, just so we have an idea, go to kcstaffblogger@gmail.com or just show up Saturday.
Well, and I want to do a shout out as well to Diana and crew at Honky Tonks Bar and Grill. They'll have a lunch. You know, it's a free seminar. You can buy lunch and be supportive of them as well. They've done so much with our community with the firefighting and rallying support and volunteer help and all of those things. So this Saturday, be a part of. We'll put a link on our Facebook page and remind people as well. Will you be Facebook Live if people can't make it? I'll be on my way out of town. So if I wanted to watch, I could watch on Facebook, right?
Yeah. I mean, realistically, we had 35 people in July, and we probably could have got a few more. If COVID wasn't happening, we could probably get 200 or 300 in that room. Mm-hmm. But we've also got followers in Arizona, right? We've got followers in Arkansas, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And so if they go to our We Are the Solution, it will be Facebook live streaming the speakers.
Okay.
And then, of course, then we can share it later. So either way, we would love to see you in person. But if you can't make it, follow us on Facebook and watch it live there.
When I was in South Dakota, I had a chance to interact with a few of our friends. And some of them are on the other side. They've been contending with cancer. Now they're cancer free. Certainly they're advocating for others that are walking through that in South Dakota. And we have some Kicking Cancer shirts there now. And so wherever you're listening, if you don't have a Kicking Cancer shirt, and we have a variety of colors that can represent the cancer that your family, loved one, or yourself has contended with, and you can order these shirts. Where do they go to do that again?
I would go to the website, and it's got an email address there that they can email. You can always do a message through Facebook either way. Mm-hmm. The shirts are $15, and we'll ship anywhere in the United States for $5 extra. So $20 total to ship it. We can obviously take checks. We've got a Venmo account. We almost have a credit card system set up to do that as well. But I shipped a shirt to Florida. We shipped 7 shirts to New York. We've got one in Boston, Massachusetts. They're all in the United States.
And here is what is similar to what my friends, the Life Runners, do. You get to be a part of the team, quote unquote, to be a part of the Kicking Cancer team. You have a shirt, you're in. You're part of the team, and it just grows, and the momentum grows, and the awareness grows, and the way we can be effective in a community continues to grow. Getting the message out. Let's kick cancer in the donkey, right?
Yes, that's the message. That's the message, yeah.
It is so incredible to celebrate the overcoming part of contending with cancer.
And you mentioned the overcoming part. Mm-hmm. There's one story I just want to mention really quick here. There's a lady in Independence, which, for your listeners, is a town just barely west of Salem. Mm-hmm. And she has been with us for 2 years. Mm-hmm. When Brent and I first met her, we did one of our walks, and she had a walker. Mm. She was battling through colon cancer, and the chemo had given some neuropathy to her feet. Mm. But she really wanted to do this. So she walked 3 miles with a walker.
Incredible.
Well, she now has the message. She's cancer-free. They cannot find it. Her organs are all functioning normally. Mm-hmm. And for 2 years, she just stepped doing what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, she would follow us on Facebook. She had listened to the seminars. She's probably been to every single seminar. And so for Rhonda Allen out there at Independence.
Oh, celebration time. And that's what it's all about. Again, one of my sayings, we think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. Nope, this is what it's all about, us getting together, being a part of the team, the Kicking Cancer team. Yes, we are making a difference together, and we encourage you to get involved today. You can come to the seminar. You can get a T-shirt, all kinds of things. It all goes back to our local effort to impact lives. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back and continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, enjoying a wonderful Thursday, talking about healthy living, really having an opportunity. And I think with COVID-19 and all of this stuff that is happening this spring, and now even with the smoke in the air, I think people are, their level of awareness of our personal responsibility as far as our health and our needs in our own individual health is so important, making sure that we're eating right and we're doing the things to equip our body to do what it needs to do. And I'll tell you, and Brenda, maybe you could address this a little bit too, you know, stress plays a level in disease. And when we're high stress and we're worrying and we're in fear, our immunity system is challenged, and we tend to want to go to comfort foods and comfort chemicals or whatever, you know, drinking or those things to kind of escape the stress or the pain. And that's just the human nature way of doing that. But when you retrain yourself or reset your mind and yourself that I'm going to get rid of those things and build up my immune system, you're really setting yourself up for success, aren't you, Brenda?
Hey there, yeah.
Yeah, you really are, and that's what you've done. You've been able to, the last couple of years, really change some things in your life. And tell me what a day for Brenda looks like now.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of supplements that I take, although I don't take as many as I used to before, but I do a lot of things to add to that through my food and the actual intake of what I'm putting into my body on a daily basis, because like you said earlier, I want to get mostly that from my food and get the ingredients from that. And so I eat a lot of vegetables every day. Vegetables are the key to be able to get your health right there. And my whole point is to just eat whole natural foods. Instead of getting a lot of processed foods that add to the chemicals in our body, go ahead, just get all of that from the natural foods that are there. Exercise is important that I get every day because that moves the lymph system, which is what's gonna get rid of all of those rogue cells that are a challenge in your body. Getting sunlight every day with some vitamin D. I know it's pretty hard in areas in Oregon where the sun isn't there all the time. So taking a supplement can really make a difference with that. And so there's a lot of things there that I've changed with my life. And even though it seems a little bit hard to take advantage of all of those things, it's also really hard to do anything else, like having cancer. Cancer's hard. And so which one are you going to choose? And so I always say, choose your hard. And right now I get to choose my hard because I'm in a healthy situation where I can do that. But eventually, if I don't take the time to choose my heart now, it'll be chosen for me, and then I won't have another option. So that's why I do all of this. And to me, it's important to be able to spend the time doing it. It's worth it to me to do that.
Brenda, I think it kind of follows a statement that I've heard you say before, that the best time to deal with disease is before you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've heard people say, but it's so expensive to eat healthy, or it's so expensive to have a gym membership. It's so expensive. And it's like either you pay the money preventative now, or you're going to pay a whole lot later, right, in dealing with the disease. And so it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Well, and the other thing, in one of our very first seminars, Brenda made a comment, you know, people say, well, eating healthy is so expensive. And the real question shouldn't be, why is healthy food expensive? The question is, how do they actually make a dollar hamburger?
True.
like what is in a dollar hamburger? So it's not that healthy food's expensive, it's that cheap food really is cheap food.
And it doesn't. It's empty. It's just filling the stomach temporarily, but in the long term, there's no value and it's harming.
The United States is now the most overweight and malnourished nation in the world.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, again, we're educating Kicking Cancer. We're working on educating and empowering people with truth and things that they can do on a budget to start working for themselves to build that immune system and live healthy. And I'll never forget meeting Bob at your seminar.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Bob, meeting him and him wanting to learn and grow. And for people like Bob, he said, now, Stacy, when you're on the radio, I don't do the internet. I don't do a website. Is there a phone number if someone wants to talk to you about this kind of stuff?
They can call 541-961-3469.
Excellent. And get involved. Get registered for the seminar coming up. We've got some fundraising to do in the future. We've got a fun challenge coming up. We've got on the 17th of October. Talk about that.
So the first one was October 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I call it a love and run.
Mm-hmm.
And my philosophy was that, you know, not everybody wanted to get muddy in the Warrior Dash.
Oh, true
not
that.
Everybody wanted to train really hard for a Spartan race.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured everybody knew somebody that was affected by cancer and they would at least walk 3 miles or whatever for a loved one. So we call it the love and run walk.
Love it.
And we're doing one on the October 17th at Volcano Stadium. Thank you to the walkers for literally donating mm-hmm. their facility. But the great thing about this one is we're calling it Bring a Tribe or Join a Tribe.
Love
so the
it.
First one was pink because Brenda has breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you can get 12 people together, we'll do whatever color you want.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a team right now that's going to do green. We've got a team that's going to do gray. We've got a team that's going to do pink. We want to have just a bunch of Skittles scattered all over the parking lot.
I love it.
So if you have a friend who's battling blood cancer, your shirts are orange.
Mm.
If you have a friend that's battling bone cancer, your shirts are yellow. If you have a friend that's battling liver cancer, your shirts are green. You know, whatever color goes with the cancer, that's what your team color is.
Fantastic.
So that's October 17th. There is an event on Facebook to register for
okay. it. Okay, the 17th, and we can sign up our teams and be involved, and I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm looking forward to this next event, which is on the 1st of November.
Yep.
It's a golf-a-thon, but it's just all you have to do is hit.
Yeah. So I tell people, think about when you were a kid and you did a read-a-thon or a walk-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy and I have pledged ourselves. So
yes.
Stacy's doing this with us and I pledged myself $2 a ball. So I put $200 up and I'm going to go hit 100 golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking for is people who would like to join us in the fundraising efforts,
mm-hmm.
pledge yourself and then go find some other pledges or just help us. Just sponsor Stacy. Say,
yes.
You know what? I'll sponsor you for $100 or $200 or
right.
whatever. Because here's the reality. If you look at every great movement in history, whether it be Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ, whatever movement occurred, people believed in the end result of that movement.
Mm-hmm.
But it did take money to get the movement going.
Absolutely.
And I believe that our movement, there's belief that this movement will happen. But it does take some money to make it
well,
happen.
Well, and one of the things that I'm really excited about, one of the things we're developing we're developing a fund, like a matching fund, that we can continue to have go teams, we can continue to do some things. There's some exciting vision for this organization, and I encourage you to get to the website, kicking-cancer.org, to learn more, get involved. There's events, there's ways you can get involved in the events, there's ways that you can sponsor, like myself or Baron in the golf. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to be a participant, right, they can participate as well and go out and get people to sponsor you. So lots of ways to get involved. Thank you, Brenda, for joining us this morning. Thank you, Baron, for being a part of the conversation.
Love to be here.
Kicking-cancer.org. Get involved today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. So excited about being together with Kicking Cancer. Really is one of our...
Great to have you on our board of directors.
It's so fun. We are having fun today, and I trust, friends, that you have an excellent Thursday. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Take care.